Are there different kinds of butter beans?
Yes, ma'am. There's a bunch bean and there's a running bean.
Uh-huh. What's the difference?
None. Just the running bean, it'll last longer. And the bunch bean, it'll make a crop and soon die out.
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Just a turnip tops, as far as I know.
Would you say greens or salad?
Greens or salad, either one.
Which would you, what's the difference between it?
The top, that's a salad.
Uh-huh.
Because sometimes they ring it off as salad, pile it as salad.
And what's the greens?
The root, that's the green you call it.
The what?
The root of the turnip.
And that's what you call what?
They call a turnip root. And the top is salad. You that call that salad.
What do you call the corn that is shucked and eaten with your hands?
That's roasting, yeah.
Would your mother have called that something different?
Not a thing different from a roasting, yeah.
What do you call a little animal that looks like a squirrel, but is smaller than a squirrel and runs along the ground? It's light brown with dark brown stripes on its body.
I wouldn't know what you'd call that unless you call it a mole.
Mm-hmm.
A mole don't have stripes, though.
No. Do you ever hear of a ground squirrel?
Yes, ma'am. I can't talk about it. I've never seen one to know it.
And what would you say that for me?
Yes, ma'am.
Ground squirrel?
A ground squirrel.
Uh-huh. You never saw one?
Never seen one.
And Mr. Jack said they didn't have them in this area.
No, I don't think so. I ain't never seen one.
What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and smells bad?
That's a polecat.
What do you call a little creature about so big to so big that hops along the ground? Some live on the land and some live in the water.
I don't know what that is.
Did you ever hear of a frog?
Frog? It could be a frog.
Uh-huh. What would you call one that lived in the water?
That's a frog.
And one that lived on the land?
Well, I don't know the difference in them frogs, but they're both frogs, as far as I know.
Okay, thank you. What do you call the smaller variety of that same creature that makes a chirping noise?
Well, that kind of hollering like a frog, like. I don't know. I would call that a frog, too.
Did you ever hear of a rain frog?
Yes, ma'am.
What are they?
That's the same kind you're talking about. It makes that noise.
Uh-huh. Would you say that?
That's right.
Rain?
Rain frog.
Okay. Have you ever seen one of them?
Yes, I've seen them.
Where do they live?
You can see them right after a big rain in the summertime. They hop about on top of the ground.
What do you call ordinary worms used for bait in fishing?
Just a worm that you dig out the ground.
What would you call it?
Call it bait.
Uh-huh. Would you say a bait worm?
A bait worm.
Would you call it that or would you call it something else?
No, that's all I know.
Okay. What do you call large worms used for bait?
Large worms used for bait?
Uh-huh.
Well, there's a grub worm you use for bait. It's a great big one. White.
He's pretty big?
Yes, ma'am. He's about some of them big as your thumb.
Hmm. What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so that you can see it at night?
Call that a lightning bug.
What do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies over ponds and lakes?
You call that a fisherman's. We have a name they call fisherman's because they bees out here sometime when it's raining.